Overwork. October 12th, 2006 to October 13th, 2006. When you're driving your brain through a long sleepless night and you think there is nowhere to go, when the world all around you is happy and dancing and all you can do is mark time, when your papers, like armies, stand thick on your desk and they stifle you steady and slow, for your brain is full burdened, your vision is blurred, and your hopes, they subside in quicklime. It's the curse of attrition that comes from ambition, from urge to be better than all, for it keeps you awake when the others repose, when they're inside and stretched on their bed. It chains you to desk when your colleagues are playing, when they're laughing or chasing a ball. Oh, there's never an ending from rigor unbending when you, by your work, are thus led. Go look out the window and see how they're playing, pursuing the dreams of their own hearts. Come listen a moment to songs through the windows, the melodious music of youth. In time, they move on, but your clock keeps on ticking, dividing your life into small parts. Its language your torment, relentlessly urging you, driving you further from all truth. They are time's true masters, for living like swallows, they fly through creation's high blue skies. All carefree, a blessing, they plunge through the forest. Their laughter runs free past the branches. While you, in your small room, look into the blank wall, the concrete all speckled with dead flies, your cosmos, your papers, and life's obligations, now free from all risk and life's chances. In quest for perfection and all that is valued, you make a big fortress of your life. You're endlessly checking, addressing, redressing contingencies, plans for day's labors. But far from releasing you, being so controlled, your dreams become vessels for more strife. They're ruthlessly haunting you, forcing more workloads and constantly granting no favors. So even at nighttime, when all should be sleeping, when your thought life on pillows is laid, the old worries continue, the duties surround you, their business has only begun. Go straighten it, polish it, do it again, step up production, you're starting to fade. The burdens continue, by dreams or by pen, gnawing your guts to the rising of sun. Oh, please for a minute, oh, please for a day, give me some time. And I'll have the power. Anything's possible. I'll deal with it all. Piles of raw paper and mountains of work. The future you saw, the past you did love, but that's now all past. You live in a tower. Your mind roves the world, but a void's in your heart. Neglected at last, your fear does there lurk. Love of your job, vocation or calling, has fled far away, with dire madness replaced. In time go the papers, and also your world, out through the windows and into thin air. In the garden outside, the air is now still. Sweet visions of youth are now all erased, for life has moved on. They need you no more. You're left all alone at the cobwebs to stare.